लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। बिहाइंड द सीन्स, oh yes, exclusive insights, absolutely, eccentric characters, you bet. So pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals, and now let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today, I'm talking European, but European in LA. Okay, so that doesn't work out with the European style, but I'm very happy that I can pronounce her name in European style, like we normally do here, and not the American version, because so maybe she feels a little bit like home, I don't know. And I'm very happy to have you, and I say hello to Christine K. Lausen. Is it Kai or K?
It's actually Kai, but I do prefer K. I feel like my name actually sounds better in English now.
Christine K. Lausen. Yeah.
But it's actually Christine K. Lausen.
Christine K. Lausen.
Christine K. Lausen.
Yeah, it's both fine. It's multifunctional, I would say.
Oh yeah. That's actually why my dad chose the name Christine, because he wanted a name that would like work in most languages.
Yeah, but is Kai a second first name, or is Kai comparing to your last name?
Kai is actually my mom's last name.
Oh, so you have both?
My dad's last name. Yeah, so I have both.
Typical in Denmark to have both last names?
No, it's not. So they put Kai as my middle name because I couldn't have two last names. So they were like, this way I'll have both, but one of them will just be a middle name.
That's clever.
Yeah, right? My parents were very smart about it.
A Danish girl in LA. How did this story started?
So I always wanted to act in LA. I always knew since I was very young that I wanted to move to the US. And I was an exchange student in Ohio when I was 16. So I was like, I knew I was really drawn to the US. And then finally, when I finished gymnasium, which is like
we have the same one.
Yeah,
we have
exactly.
The same
you
one
know
in
what
Germany.
I'm talking about.
Yes.
Everyone here is like gymnasium. So you went to the gym for like, you got an education.
That's good. Yeah, I need to go to the gym that I can study later.
I was like here with my book. And
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, because I was also at the gymnasium, we call it in Germany.
Gymnasium.
Yeah.
And after that, I moved to LA. I figured
directly.
That quickly. I had been saving up since I was like 13. So I spent like my whole life savings. And then I moved to LA right after gymnasium.
Directly with the goal doing acting here?
Yes. My plan was that I was like, if I fail, I just move back to Denmark. Yeah. And, you know, my parents live there and I'll just get an education in Denmark. But I'm like, I have to do it now while I am not scared.
Yeah.
Because if I do an education or if I wait, I felt like I would never go. So I was like, I have to do it now. I'll just leap into it. And if I fail, I fail.
What was the reaction of your parents that you want to do that?
First, my mom was like, because I told them very bluntly, I was like, so in 5 months, I'm going to move to the States and I'm going to go to this drama school, and I've saved up and I got accepted. And they were like, we didn't even know you were auditioning.
Oh, that's good.
I only told my sister that I was auditioning for the school in the US. So no one knew. It came as a shock to everyone that I all of a sudden was like, I got accepted into the school and I'm moving.
I'm out of here.
So at first, my parents were taken back and my mom was like, No, you're not. We haven't talked about this. Like, you're still our child, you know? But then at the end, she was like, you have to go. You're going. Like, even when I was starting to kind of doubt myself, I was like, oh, I don't know. Should I go? Like, maybe I should just try acting in Denmark first. She was like, you're going. Go. Live your dream. And
Yeah,
we're
that's
here.
great.
Yeah.
Supporting support from the parents is great.
Very,
So,
very.
what kind of class were it? Was it 1 year studying or what was this school you got in?
It was a 2-year conservatory, but I did it in a year and a half because if you don't do a summer break with them and you just study like over summer break and don't get any breaks, you can do it in shorter time. So I was
Okay.
like, I'm gonna go through school.
I'm gonna write it, rock it in one, because
Yes,
I think that's
exactly.
best. If you keep
Right?
learning and keep learning and keep learning, and because the risk if you're taking a break is very high that you cannot get back to the motivation to do it.
Exactly. And when you're
So,
in the momentum of acting and you're learning all these things, it just kind of helps to stay in it.
what was kind of stuff you learned? Some kind of
So,
special acting? More drama, more theater, more, what was it? Impro.
our school, what I really liked about it and why I chose it is they choose a lot of, they have a lot of very, very great teachers, and they let the teachers do their classes the way they want it. They don't have like a very strict, you have to teach them Meisner, we're a Meisner
Okay.
school, or we have to do, you know, like they didn't choose one like acting philosophy. So our teachers would all teach us different things, and I loved that because that way I got to do like Uta Hagen, and I got to do every like so many different acting methods. And at the same time, we also had improv classes. And then like half a year we would have like theater history. So we would do like a lot of different things, instead of just focusing on one specific thing, which I really like because that way I also got to find out what works for me as an actor. But we did mostly do focus on theater because that's like the easiest way to deep dive into characters and do like script studies and everything. But we also did do film acting, and we had like acting for the camera classes where we would do scenes for the camera and we would learn about, you know, all the little things you don't think about, you have to kind of like adjust for the camera. So, yeah.
May I ask you how expensive is such 1.5 school fee?
It is expensive. I was lucky because I could get some scholarships from the school. But acting school is pretty
Roundabout.
expensive. Yeah. I think total for the school, I'm not
Yeah,
100% sure.
you know,
This is,
no, only roundabout.
yeah. It's like for the school without scholarships, if you don't get any financial aid, it's like 50,000.
50.
50. 50. Probably. Yeah, I believe for the 2 years. Now, also, since I did it shorter, I also got like a discount since I didn't have to pay
But no, I was only interested in roundabout to get some of the number, because I cannot imagine what is realistic to do it.
Yeah.
I would have thought, okay, 1,000 euro school fee per month. So that
Right,
is, we
because
end up, I don't know, at nearly 20,000, but 50?
yeah, for the full education, it is pretty
Plus
expensive
plus
here
you
in the
need
US.
money for living. Huh.
I was working at the school library, and that was like my meal ticket, you know, like that's how I got by
Yeah,
while I was in
okay.
school. But it's really difficult for, especially for like immigrants when they come to the school, because we're not allowed to work outside of school.
Really?
Whereas Americans can, you know, work on the side and also study, but immigrants can only work within the school.
You wouldn't have been able to work as a waitress as a cafe or what?
No.
Why
And I feel
not?
like people don't talk about that enough. If you do move to the US and you're studying here as a non-American, then you won't be able to work outside of the school. You have to work a job within the school. So I could work at the library, and I got lucky because the librarian, she loved me and she was so nice, and I love working with her.
But when you
But
finished school, you were able to work outside?
yes, then I was, but not while you're in school.
Huh. Okay. That's kind of sick.
Yeah, no, I think sometimes I'm like, I think they should change it.
Yeah, but maybe they don't want to have so many students from abroad.
I mean, right now they're definitely trying to cut down on
Yeah,
certain.
I heard about that. Even here in Germany, we heard about that.
Yes. Even in
So,
Denmark, they heard about it.
yeah, everyone heard about it. So, when did you finish your school? Which year?
I finished in 2023, I
So
believe.
that you finished right when the vertical area started?
Right when the vertical era started, I finished school, which was
Had you
so funny
about had you
because.
heard about verticals in school already?
No, actually not. You know who told me about verticals?
Huh?
Eric Guillemette.
Ha! Okay. So you knew him before the vertical
Yeah,
stuff?
we were working on a feature film together, The Black Box,
Okay.
and he had just done a vertical. He was about to do a vertical. And then he was telling us about it, and it was like a werewolf, and he was gonna be, and we were like, "So you're doing
What?
Twilight for a phone? Is that what you?" We were like, "What are you
Twilight for
talking
a phone. That's a good description. A Twilight for the phone. That's good.
And he was like, basically, he was like, we didn't really know what it was, and then he did it, and then like 2 months later, I got hired for my first vertical. So I was like. This was what Eric did. Now I'm doing Twilight for the
Yeah, but what was your first impression of a vertical set and vertical stuff and all this shortened time and stuff like that?
I thought first, I was like, this is so crazy. I didn't think it was gonna last because I was like, it's so crazy. Like, it's, they shoot everything so fast. And normally in film, we take so long to get the perfect shot. And here they're very much like, we gotta shoot this fast, two takes moving on. And I was thinking, like, there's no way this is gonna turn out good. But I feel like verticals prove that you don't need a $10 million budget
Oh,
to make
absolutely
something
not.
that's, yeah. And I
What
really
was your
love that.
first vertical you did?
I did my first one 2024.
Yeah.
In January, I believe.
And what was the title? Do you know that?
It was the dual nature of his seductive wife. It's
Some
like
of the
one of the
stupid.
reborn ones. I die in the beginning and then I get a second chance.
Ah. Ah, okay. Do
It
you know
was
which platform?
with Jeff and Teresa.
Oh, okay. Which platform was it? Dropbox?
I think it was originally for Playlet, but lately I've seen it pop up on different platforms. So now it's like on multiple little ones.
Okay. So after shooting the first vertical, what were your thoughts about it? Did you thought, okay, what the heck was that? But also felt addicted and thought, oh yeah, I want to do that again. It's kind of adrenaline kick. Or what were your thoughts?
I actually, after my first one, I was like, I didn't think verticals were going to be that big of a thing. So I thought, oh, that was probably just a one-time thing. But then they invited me back for another one. And I was like, oh, wait, we're going to continue this. And I, in the, like, after the first one, I was so tired. I was so drained. I've been
Yeah.
slapping and slapping people and falling down the stairs. And I was like, I was so tired. And I was like, I can't do this. But then I was also like, the moment they offered me another one, I was like, I'm ready. I'll do it. You know?
Okay, I'm
Yeah.
in.
I'm like, I'm so in. Because the thing about verticals is you get to act every day and you get to play these crazy, over-the-top characters in these insane situations, which
Nah.
apparently aren't that insane because your life is vertical.
Yes, absolutely. So as we spoke, it's
Yeah.
not a problem to have a real vertical in life.
No, absolutely not. You're six
But it's
foot
also
billionaire who's
exhaust.
just
To be
riding around
honest,
the course.
it's also exhausting. It's not less exhausting in the real life than it is in the acting life.
Oh.
Did your parents watch your first vertical?
They did. I don't know if they watched my very first. They did. They did. I'm pretty sure they paid to watch the whole thing. And they were so proud and they were like sending little videos of me on their phone.
Yeah, but I think. Did your parents understood what verticals were? Because, here in Germany, when you're talking about verticals, it's not so common.
Yeah,
And
no. Not in Denmark either. I do have great fans from Denmark that that I write to in Danish, you know?
Oh,
But
that's great. So that you can
yeah,
keep your
which is
native
nice.
language.
Yes. But it's not that many. Like I don't feel like verticals are not that big of a thing. And they also told me that like their friends don't really know what verticals are. Like verticals haven't really taken off that much in like
Yeah,
Germany
I
and Europe.
think it's not really swapped over, although they're coming up more and more vertical shooting locations in Europe. Look at Italy,
Yeah.
look at Lithuania, Turkey, UK. Have you ever been for a vertical in Europe?
I have. I was in Lithuania a while back. I did the Teach Me, Touch Me with John in Lithuania.
Teach me, touch me. Was it on which platform was it? Do you know that?
On my drama.
Teach me, touch me. My drama on
Yeah.
the Ukrainian platform being
Yeah.
shown. Teach me, touch me. Huh. There are so many shows out
There's so
now.
many shows. It's
That's so, and there are popping so many new shows actually
yeah.
every week that it's kind of what? I don't know what to watch because it's so
That's
overwhelming.
also like it's kind of overwhelming because I feel like the verticals, they're doing what like a lot of the other streaming channels like Netflix and Hulu, they're like kind of lacking, like putting out shows, you know, like Netflix took so long taking putting out like the second season of like Wednesday and stuff. Where with verticals, they're just putting them out all the time. Like there's always new shows to watch. But that can also get very overwhelming and it's like, how do
Yeah,
you know which one?
if it would be only one or two platforms, but I'm having 49 at the moment on my handy.
Whoa, I didn't even know there were 49
There are
platforms.
more than this that 49, totally more.
Wow.
Totally, and they are popping so many new platforms up right at the moment, it
Yeah.
seems. Every time I see a new advertising for a vertical on Instagram, it comes along with a new app. So,
Yeah.
by the way, I found that Teach Me, Touch Me, and I to have to be honest, I haven't seen this yet.
Oh. But if you do, let me know what you think.
No, and
Wow.
right at the moment, some apps like Reelshot drops 5, 6 shows per week.
Yeah.
And you can see totally, as we spoke, you have to listen to this monthly recap because some of the girls said that they didn't get a membership, for example, for Reelshop for August because the quality of the verticals was so creepy in this month. Because they put so many new shows out, it would be better if they had taken more time to doing the verticals on its own and put 3, 4 shows less per week. Because no
Yeah.
one can, yeah, okay, there are a lot of people watching one vertical per day. But the problem was or is exactly the same story, only with different cast drops
Yeah.
nearly at the same time. And you are, what? I know this story. It was dropped 2 days before. Yeah, but now it's a different cast. And so I'm not that kind of person who rewatches shows with the exactly same story. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to forget that you have to pay for shows.
Yeah.
Watch it. So why should I pay double for a
Why
show?
what's the same story? You
Yeah.
already know how it's gonna end.
There's the classic storyline. As I told you, bad stepmom, stepsister, hidden identity maybe, kind of CEO billionaire, stuff like that. Maybe they get married, unknown, something like that. And mostly, if you're watching five, six episodes, you exactly know how the story will end. And so it's hard. I started watching in 2023. So I'm one of the, I think, first generation watching verticals. And now, if you're watching it for 1.5 year now, the story repeats so often. So that's not entertaining anymore. If you know exactly, okay, that's this kind of story. Okay, I know this. So it's not, we talked about in our monthly recap, a lot of us switched shows off because of either too much violence or the story were too boring and too often told. So I think there should be an improvement like that to get kind of new stories in it. But a lot of people say, okay, but the old stories works. They bring the numbers. And there are no company, or not many companies who are open to try something new.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like it's really helping having the vertical fans come out and say, we don't want to see all this violence. We don't want to see all of this abuse. Like, because I feel like the platforms will listen to some of
Do
it,
you
like they
think
will eventually.
they will listen? I'm
I
not
mean,
sure about that.
I really hope that like if enough people speak out about the topic, that at some point they will listen, because I feel like they have listened to certain things where they were like, oh, we don't want as much like of the like big banquet hall humiliation scenes. And I feel like that's been cut down now from the vertical scripts that I've gotten offered lately that I've read. I'm like, okay, I don't see the same banquet humiliation scenes anymore. So I'm like, I feel like it's changing a little bit.
Slowly but changing.
Yeah,
That's
there's
good.
still a lot of abuse, but it's not in a banquet hall anymore.
Yay! Not in a banquet hall. It's getting raped before and then
Yeah.
in a warehouse. Okay.
It's about the small victories.
Yeah, we should be satisfied with that correctly.
That's why I also love that you and the other vertical reviewer platforms are getting together now and talking about it and being like, the best of the month was the best because of
Yeah, we are
this.
looking about the new drops, which drops out. And because we are in total seven persons, so you can be nearly sure that every new one who dropped was watched of nearly one of us or more. And so I love to discuss that because every audience has a different view about these verticals. For me, for example, it's totally important that the sound is good, that there are no shitty overview stuff in it. And I really liked it when the cast is really good presented in the story. You know, I don't like it if I can see, okay, for the actor, it's just a job. There is not the feeling of the role in there. You know what I mean? So for
Absolutely.
me, a cast is really good when I believe what I see. And it starts with so many small things. You see exactly if someone is acting because, yeah, it's another job, I need the money. Or if someone at least tries to get into the role and the character. You see that.
I don't understand the actors who, don't try, because it's still an opportunity to act, I feel like it's more fun doing the verticals when you really get into it and you're like, you're in the character, you're in the story, and you're there with like, because you're working with great actors. Every single person I work with has been such a phenomenal actor. So it's also a great opportunity to really get immersed into the story and like, and act with these amazing actors. So I don't understand the actors who just, it doesn't matter,
Yeah, but it's, sometimes it's kind of, if the role partner really is down to the role and the other one isn't,
Yeah.
it's hard to shine. You know what I mean? So
It really is.
it's not professional. If you are accepting an acting job, in my opinion, you should be a professional enough to do it great or to
Yeah.
try to do it great. I have to say it that way. But sometimes you see totally, okay, this person is not so happy about this role, but
Yeah.
it should have been done because of the money or stuff like that. So I think that's kind of, no, not a problem, is too hard to say it, but for the audience, it's kind of shitty
Yeah.
because it can ruin really a mood of the vertical totally.
Absolutely. And especially if you see it with like an actor that you normally always love, but then in this one vertical, they have a co-star that's not trying at all. And then that kind of ruins the story. And you're like, oh, but I was excited about the story and I was excited about seeing her in the character. But now it's kind of like,
Exactly. That's totally. How many verticals have you done so far? Do you know
think I've
that?
done. I lost count. I used to like, be very good at it, but I believe 31 now.
That's a lot.
That is quite a lot.
You're a bit busy. What? I
Yeah.
saw, when was it, last year when you got your visa on you?
Yes.
So, how long does this visa works now?
So before, when I started verticals, I was on my OPT, which is a 1 year work visa. And because of verticals, actually, because I couldn't afford the lawyer if it had been for the verticals, so I'm very thankful for the verticals. Then now I'm on my O1, which is 3 years, and I have 2 years left on my work visa, and then I'm applying for my green card.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
nice. Do you
So I'm
also
excited.
some horizontal stuff at the moment or only verticals?
No, I also shoot horizontal. I'm actually shooting a musical feature film right now,
Why
which
does
is
a
very
musical
exciting.
feature film works for the horizontal and not for the verticals yet? We are waiting
I
for it.
know. I feel like a lot of people have talked about it and they want to get a
A
musical
musical
vertical,
one.
but nobody's taken the idea yet. But I feel like it would be very popular.
Absolutely. A
Yeah.
musical one or a comedy one?
Yes. They should do more comedy ones.
Or you know what would be great? A parody one about verticals itself.
I have talked about that with so many of my vertical
That would be
friends.
so
We really
fun.
want to make a parody of the verticals. Like they're filming a vertical in the vertical, but also their life is like a vertical. So like it's just like a parody of parody.
Exactly. And they are standing in this shitty banquet hall, or no, they are standing in the sitting room and said, "Oh no, wait, we have to move to the banquet hall. That's more realistic." And then you go over and said, "You have to stand right there. I want to slap you now. So
Yeah.
I want to slap you now. You have to stand still. Huh? Why have to stand still? Because I want to slap you now. For
Yeah.
what reason? For no reason. I just want to do it." Okay.
And then it's like, because a lot of the verticals, since we have to like, we have to show the punch. So a lot of times the guy could have ducked, but they don't move, they're just ready for the slap. So it's like, like you're about to slap and they're like, no, and you're like, no, you can't do that, you have to stand still.
That would be so much fun. A really great
Yeah.
parody about vertical itself.
I'll get on it. I'm gonna make it happen, hopefully, when I have a
Yeah,
little
I
more time.
think it's all about the money.
It's all about the money. Who wants to
Christine, it's
produce
all
this
about the money,
vertical
Christine.
parody?
Shit. Where is the hot billionaire CEO when he's needed?
We need a hot billionaire CEO
Yeah,
to walk in.
you're more next to a billionaire CEO than I am.
Okay, I'll do this for us then. I'll go
Yeah.
find them.
My hopes are in you that you can manage it. Did you have in your last role a billionaire CEO next to you?
Yes.
And you didn't catch him?
It. Ah.
Come on.
Next
Come
time.
on.
Next vertical.
Yeah, hopefully. Don't miss your
Yes.
chance.
No.
Direct proposal, you know?
Yes.
a proposal and a contract over
I'm just
$2 billion.
gonna hand him a contract
Yeah.
for our marriage,
And make him
just
sign blindly so that will be
yeah.
fine and we will be safe.
And then, or if he's getting married to someone else, I'll just put on her wedding dress and I'll just kidnap her and I'll go to the wedding.
For example, how
Easy.
often did you get married in your vertical life?
Oh,
Every
I have
show?
gotten married now like 17 times. It's not every
Only?
vertical, but it's
Not?
most of them.
Did you get proposed in every vertical?
Not every one of them. Not every one was a happy marriage.
What's wrong?
Like a lot of them, I had to take my sister's spot because she would run away. Or I had to
Okay.
marry him for the family because my mom's in the hospital.
Yeah, okay. And you have to
And
pay the
he needs
medical bills. We
someone
know this
for,
story.
yeah,
The medical bill
exactly.
stuff.
So
I'm
not every
saying.
time it's a proposal. A lot of the times it's a contract. But most of the times it's a cute proposal. And it's so funny. It's like I'm not engaged. I'm not married in real life. But every time somebody proposes to me in a vertical, I still tear up. Like it's real. I feel it. I'm like, ah!
That could be worse if you ever get proposed in real life and it's not so romantic like in the vertical one. Maybe your
I'm like,
expectations are too high.
no, it might be. I'm like, might be like, nah, do it again.
You can do it better. I got this better.
Yeah, I
Watch
will
show,
say.
watch this show. There it was better. I want to have a proposal like in this vertical. That
Do
would
it like
fit
this
more.
one.
Yeah.
But it's great, then I can at least show him like the example. I'll be like, it's like this.
And you dressed up with so many wedding dresses. Maybe you
Yes.
know exactly your type you want to wear on your own wedding.
Let me tell you, if anyone ever needs any wedding dress advice, ask a vertical star.
You're a
Ask any
total
vertical girl.
specialist in it.
Yes. Also, because what people don't tell you is if you're going to wear the dress all day, certain dresses, like if it straps like this, it'll start, like if it's heavy, you'll start, your shoulders will hurt later in the day. So I'm like, I have noted down everything. I'm like, okay,
That was shitty.
this
That
is
won't
hard
work
to
for my
dance in.
wedding because I
Yeah.
have to wear it every. Okay, that's clever.
Yes. So text me before your wedding. I will be like, girl, don't do that wedding dress.
I'm already divorced.
Oh, next one then for the billionaire.
The stupid thing about a wedding dress is you wear it for one day. It's so expensive, you wear it
Oh.
only one day and then gone.
And then gone.
It's blowing the money. It's totally
Yeah.
stupid. And the
But
divorce agreement was more expensive than the wedding. We are back in my vertical life, you know?
that is so vertical of you.
We are back in my real vertical life.
You really are a real life vertical girl.
Hello, I love the drama, you know?
This is why you watch them. You're like, oh, this my life is more
I know
dramatic than
it. Yeah, okay. What? They are crying over this? Oh, come on. That's
on.
silly. Yes.
That's so funny.
No, you know the thing is, totally. When you have kind of life experience, yeah? And you see the actors maybe crying in some situation where I've been in much worse situation like them, I thought, come on, you're crying because of that little shit. Really? Really? No. Truly,
You're like, I
that's
wouldn't
true.
cry over that.
That's really true. Or, always the
That's
stuff
so
they
funny.
cut
I'm
their
gonna say
fingers
that.
with a small cut. I'll bring you to the hospital. Really?
You're like,
Really?
that is so funny. You know what? Next time, because they do love to see us cry for a lot of scenes. It's scripted, like the writers love putting in crying scenes. So I'll tell that to the next director that I'm working with. I'll be like, nah, they wouldn't
Nah.
cry over this.
If you have to rate it from 1 till 10, if it's not minimum of 5, you don't have to
Don't
cry
cry.
about it.
No.
You can tell your director, sorry, but over that I won't cry.
I won't
That's
cry. I'm
not
sorry.
enough.
I'm
You know,
gonna use this
every
marriage clip.
woman looks so weak because they're crying because of every little
Yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
That's the reason. I it always seems like the women couldn't take anything.
Right.
And they're so helpless and weak in their lives.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I don't like it, that they are crying over all the little shit.
Yeah. No, I so get you. And, you know, I think crying is a great thing. You know, you should always let out your emotions. I
yeah,
don't see
absolutely.
As a weakness in life. But I will say, like, I do really, like, personally, whenever I get scripts offered, I tend to choose the ones where it's more of a, like, a CEO woman. Errors come back because I like to be the one in power.
The confident
whereas a lot
woman,
of the verticals, you know, you're always the victim in every scene. And I don't feel like that's realistic because no woman I've ever met acts like the victim, you know?
Yeah. And you know, this kind of such devout wife at home.
Yeah.
That's not actually the today. I want to see really.
Yeah.
More verticals with an independent woman lead role in it.
Yeah.
Or maybe teaming up with the husband, you know, at the same level.
Yes.
Not higher or better like the husband, but even on the same level. Like it should be in a healthy relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. That's also another thing. Healthy relationships, because a lot of them have that toxic.
Every time, nearly, it
yeah.
felt like the toxic one. Or you can see if there is any little problem in the relationship, they back off.
They don't.
We are not working on a relationship, and I'm missing. I don't know which vertical it was. There, I saw one vertical where I was so impressed of the male role or the male lead because he was fighting so hard for this relationship.
Yeah,
and you can see, okay. He wants to get back to his wife. He wants to have it back. And he's really fighting for this one. And not by buying her some expensive stuff. He's watching, he's fighting. You can watch it totally with all of his heart. So that was really nice to see that there is a lovely and caring husband and not always the dominant, you know.
Yeah.
We need more roles of that.
We do. We really do. I just did one with Jackson like a month ago. And his character
Oh, yeah,
is
I saw
very...
you when you were alive in your lunch break then, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Sorry for that. Yep.
Yeah, on that set. And in that script, he's a very, like, I don't want to spoil too much, you know, because it's not even out yet. But his character, when I read the script, I was like, wow, this is actually, he's so loving. He's so caring towards my character. And my character is kind of the one that's too scared of falling in love and getting hurt again. So she's the one pulling away from him. And he's trying to prove to her that he's not going to hurt her like all the other guys. And he's showing his love in a very genuine, beautiful way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we need more of these stories. We need more of this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or when you see that the wife is getting to the hospital.
Yes.
There's so less that the man is sitting next to the bed and watching over her.
Yeah.
I watched yesterday a vertical. Dr. Norman, Please Love Me was the title. It's on Net Short. Totally. It touched me really. I don't always need a happy end in a vertical.
Yeah.
But in this, it was totally kind of new story. Totally. I've never seen this story in any vertical before. It starts that she has stage 4 cancer. And he does research, and her dad already died because of the same cancer. So he stopped researching because he had the feeling that he couldn't cure the problem. And because of her, she saved him for suicide. And then they get together and he found out that she also has this stage of cancer. And then he started researching it. But all the way he treated her, you know, while she was sick. And he was so lovely, caring, and everything. That was so nice to see. It's with Jennings Brower. He's the male lead one. And it's such a really lovely story. And I was sitting there watching it. Okay, that's nice. So that's the way I would have a man on my side when I'm totally ill. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I have to do
Absolutely.
my two big surgeries on my own completely.
Yeah. Oh,
And
I'm sorry that you have to do that. Oh.
so that was really the moment when I thought, okay, exactly a type like him I would have had in this situation. No, I don't need every time a happy ending. Because
Yeah.
I accept a not happy ending if the story is so good and
Yeah.
not full with totally unnecessary violent stuff. So it entertained me well. Surely it would be more great if there were a total happy ending and they will have living happily
Right.
ever after. But for this story, it totally fits that there is no happy end. So,
And that's life, you know. I feel like
yeah,
that's also more realistic. Yeah.
exactly. It was more okay. He was also a billionaire CEO.
Oh, of course. One of them's gotta be.
Yeah, because he got rich because of his medicine researches. So,
Oh, I
okay.
see. Yeah.
But that doesn't matter in this case. It would be also have fine if he would only have been a millionaire or even a no normal doctor, you know.
Yeah.
But if a kind of typical story is needed, okay, then in this case, the hot billionaire CEO stuff was okay.
Yeah.
And this story was so nice, and I thought, oh yes, more down to earth stories like this.
Oh, that's
Really.
just.
Yeah, so I'm really hoping for, and I'm hoping, as I told you, for a lot of Christmas verticals, because the Christmas
Yeah.
verticals are always so nice in the stories. And in Christmas verticals, normally there are no raping and stuff like that.
Oh.
Because Christmas time is not the time to tell stories about miscarriage, raping, or stuff like this. So
Yeah.
you normally can be sure that the story is not so bad as some other stories. So I'm hoping for the, I'm
More
really
Christmas
hoping.
miracles out there.
And to be honest, okay, there are well stuffed things, but some kind of Halloween verticals would be also nice.
Yes, like a witch's one could be
Oh,
fun.
yes. That
Where
would be
witches
great.
or.
Six witches, best friend witches, and every witch has another power. Oh, that would be great.
Ooh, I would love to do something supernatural with like powers or, you know, because I've done werewolf, of course, but there you just turn into a werewolf and you don't really get to like fight. I did do a demon one where I had to have like powers in the
Demon
last
one.
scene. It was so fun. I was like, we need
But
more cool stuff.
haven't you done a vampire yet?
I haven't done a vampire one yet, no.
Vampires are really getting less, I think.
I know, in the very beginning of verticals, because I kind of started in 2024. So like I was not in the very first, but like kind of in the first. And I remember all my friends were doing vampires, and I was doing a lot of werewolves. And now there's not any more
Vampire
vampires.
stuff, yeah. To be honest, first I didn't watch Vampire and Werewolves. It was kind of too unnormal, but that's ridiculous because the other verticals are also unnormal in storyline. But okay. So, but then I watched Vampire and Werewolf ones, and some vampires I really liked, sometimes
Yeah.
even more than the vampire the werewolf stuff. But yeah, so a witched girly one, who that would be great.
Oh, yes. A witch girly one. I would love that. I
And
would love
everyone with another superpower witchcraft, and then they are
Yes.
going on missions to use their witchcrafts for a better world.
Oh, that would be so cool. And we're out here and we're fighting.
I don't
I
know.
would
We in
love that.
Germany, we have as kids, there were some different cassettes with the witch stories. There was a cartoon witch
You.
called Bibi Blocksberg, and on every cassette, she has another case where she uses her witchcraft to do it. It's for little kids, but I love that. She flew o with her with her they flew over, and yeah, that was so great. Typical
Oh.
fantasy. It was kids' fantasy, you know what I mean? That was so
Yeah.
great. And I wished a lot that I would have witchcraft sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah, but apropos witches, because of my black hair, I had always played the villain in the stuff I did. Also, already the bad witch in kindergarten in Sleeping Beauty.
Yes, that's the best part.
So I'm witch experienced.
You really are.
Yeah,
That's
I couldn't do
awesome.
that. I'm witch experienced,
Are
and
you
to
going to
be
be a witch for Halloween?
we don't celebrate Halloween here in Germany, really.
Yeah.
But I can show you something really witchy. We have
Oh.
another type of season here in Germany. It's called the Carnival.
Yes.
And I am in a witch club.
No way, really?
Yes. Wait, I will stop the recording. I will pause it for a few seconds. I have to pick something up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, here in
This is
Germany,
great.
it's
First part of the
normally.
interview, I'm not wearing a cowboy hat. Second part of the interview, I'm.
Wait, I can do it. Wait.
Yes, please do it with the mask. This is not
No,
Halloween.
because you don't know, you only get air because of this in the small eyes and here a bit. You
Oh,
don't get
it's so
so much.
solid.
Yeah, because in the inside, you see, there is not much left where you can breathe.
Oh no.
It's a really hard
That's,
job to do this on
yeah.
January and February. Oh yes.
That must be very hard.
Yeah, but it's really fun.
Yeah, what you don't do for the
Because
carnival.
this mask, it's really expensive because it's from made of hand. It's handmade
Oh,
on
well, I
of
can't
wood.
imagine
It's
how
wood.
you would make that.
It's
Yeah.
wood. And as I
More
told
hard
you,
than anything.
original horse hair.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a long hair lady. And yeah, it's made of wood. This mask was round about 500 euros.
500 euros.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a really big tradition in Germany, the carnival. And it's kind of traditional carnival. It's not like I don't know, carnival in Rio or Venezia or stuff like that. It's really traditional.
Yeah, so it's
There is
like.
a the history said that this kind of witch was here. I live directly at the Donau, and the history tells me that this kind of witch was near the Donau and bewitched people walking down the Donau.
Ooh, I like that.
So I'm totally a witch. I would be in for a
You're
witch vertical.
Yes, what would be your dream cast if it was like five girls? What would be
Five
like your dream cast?
girls,
Yeah.
really witchy girls. Kirby, I want to have Kirby.
I can see that with her hair.
Yeah, Kirby as a witch, yeah. Emilia Gately would be great
Yeah.
as a witch. The small, because she's not so. I'm 5'10", you know. We need
I'm five
some,
nine.
yeah, we need some little. And she's also a
Yeah.
bit red hair, you know. So
Yeah.
Emilia would be great. And let me think. All the ladies are mostly so nice. You have to be a little bit more witchy, you
Little
know
bit
what I mean?
wicked.
Yeah. Oh, Kaylin Peluso. She's really dark
Yes.
hairs and
She does look
she looks
so cute.
so cute. And I think she gets really often underestimated.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of tricky witch would, I think, that would fit good.
Yeah.
And,
Two more.
yeah. I don't know the name from the red hair one. Shit! I saw a story of her, but because she was talking to her black cat in the story, and it would fit
Oh,
so
she
well.
is a witch.
Yeah, so she is already a witch. Should it be all ladies, or should we also use one male witch?
We can do one male witch, I guess. Yeah.
Then I would go for Steven Morana.
Yeah, good choice. Oh.
He would be really nice as a male witch. Oh, you know, a female one? Molly. Molly
Molly, she
Connelly.
would be
Molly can
She's
be good, but also really, really villain one. Molly would, yeah. Molly f would fit well as a witch. Or maybe Brooke.
Brooke could be a witch, but if you add those five girls together, you have every hair color. You have like red, Molly, and like you have the black hairs, and then you have like blonde.
Yeah, Molly's blonde, right?
Yeah,
Kirby
I
is
think.
brown hair. Yeah. But what was the name of this totally red one? Am I stupid? I just saw a story just before I talked to you. What would be a male one you want to play with you haven't done yet?
I would love to do one with Cayman. I haven't done one with him yet.
Yeah,
And
Cayman is really big.
yeah, he's so sweet.
Oh yes, and so lovely. Oh, we had
So,
so much fun yesterday. Oh yes, talking
oh,
with.
I'm
No, he's
glad.
very gentle and so really. Oh, do you know who would also be a great witch? Sarah Molinsky.
Oh, yes, Sarah would be a great witch.
Oh yeah, she would be. Oh yes. Maybe we need more than six witches.
We'll just make it, you know what? We'll just hire all the vertical girls to play witches. We'll just make it the biggest cast in history.
Yeah, and then we will do a Walpurgisnacht where everyone is dancing around the fire.
Well, like, it'll be like this beautiful dance scene, like in Sinners, but like around a fire, and it should be perfect.
Oh yes, a vertical witchy. That would be so nice.
That would be
And
so fun.
it would fit so great for Halloween.
Yes.
Because for Halloween, I think something is needed more different to a werewolf one or stuff like that. So that it's
Yeah.
typical, a bit more special for Halloween, you know?
Yeah, I think so too. Something that maybe also takes place during Halloween.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of the verticals, they've done the ones that take place during Christmas and like, but they haven't done any that takes place during Halloween yet.
Yeah, exactly. No Halloween special edition or stuff like that. What do you think which male one would also fit as a kind of witch character? You know
Male.
them better than me because you played more with them together.
I'm trying to think who gives the most witchy vibes with the guys.
The witchy vibes.
Witchy vibes.
Ha!
You know who would make a
You
great.
know who would be a funny, really witchy one? Adam
Ooh.
Chisnell.
Would
That
love to see that. Somebody has to make him. That would be so good.
why, but he came just in my mind for
You just
that.
see him with a hat.
Yeah. You know, we had in Germany, we had a fairy tale called Rumpelstilzchen, where a little man was dancing around the fire and threatened the princess to get her baby if she doesn't know his name in 3 days.
Yes, I've heard about this one.
Yeah. And I don't know why, but that would be really matching for him. No. Or Nick
That's
Puya.
so funny.
Nick Puya shows always the character of a bad witch one.
Oh, yeah. I feel like,
We need more ca a bigger cast.
we do. We need a big cast. I feel like at this point, it's just going to be every single one of them.
But to be honest, it would be really successful, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would be like, you know, Campus Rivals, where they had like so many people do cameos. We'll just have everyone be witches, and it's going to be beautiful.
Why not?
Yeah.
Because everyone have a this has a different favorite, so it's always nice to do different kind of characters, I think.
Yeah. And it'll be like the Avengers of verticals.
We can make it
Well,
serious.
yeah.
Different parts. Why not?
I think it would be so funny.
Oh yes,
I feel
absolutely.
like it would be great.
We should keep that in mind, I
Yeah.
think. We are
I'm
prepared for
gonna,
that.
the next producer that I'm working with, I'm gonna be like, hey girl, I have this idea.
Listen, I have an idea.
Listen.
Listen, but it's all
Yeah.
because of the money. You know, if I would have 1 million euros, I can arrange it on my own.
Well, then you better win the lottery.
Then I can do this independent woman vertical.
Yes, all female.
Yeah.
That would actually be so cool.
We need the money. We need,
Need the money.
it's your job, and the next vertical set, get the hot billionaire CEO with a
I'll get the hot
contract.
billionaire
How you
CEO.
can do, how you do, will do it, it's your problem. It's not my problem. I just want to get your sign done. Okay.
Let me see. Maybe I'll start in his company, work as his secretary, and then like seduce him.
Yeah, sneak in. Shorten. And on first time, you have to act like not easy to get so that he will get more and more attracted.
Yeah.
Kind of psychological game
Absolutely. At first,
that
I'm gonna be
could
like,
work
ew, I
out.
don't even like you.
Why not? Yeah, that's your next job.
Yeah,
Yes, that's your
that's
next
what
job.
I will do.
Yeah, absolutely. Every episode, I'm asking a fact question quickie.
Okay.
So get ready for
Okay.
the first question. What's your favorite dish?
Sushi.
By the way, do you miss Danish food?
No.
No?
Maybe. Okay, there's like few Danish foods that I do like, that I really miss. Like I miss like hoppol, like the dark bread that we have.
Yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely.
I miss that a
Bread.
lot. But I don't miss like traditional Danish food like kebab and like medisterpølse and stuff like that. I don't miss that.
Yeah,
But I
but
miss
bread is always.
the bread.
I'm sure I would miss the German bread also
Oh yeah. Oh,
because
I miss our
in the
bread.
US and so it's always the white bread.
Yeah, and it's not like it's taste too sweet. It's not good.
Yeah.
And it's not freshly made, like in Europe, every time you buy bread, it's made the day of. Here
Oh,
it's
yes.
just
It's
factory
so
bread.
fresh.
Yeah.
Question between, how often do you fly back to Denmark and visit your country?
At least once a year. I go back for Christmas. That was my agreement with my mom. Otherwise, she'll come over here and she'll take me back with her. She will find me.
Yeah, but I think in Denmark, Christmas is nicer than in
Oh,
the
it's so
US, isn't it?
beautiful. Yeah.
It's more traditional, like in Germany, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I'm a big Christmas girl. It's my favorite holiday, so I love going back to Denmark for it.
Yeah, okay, so I totally understand. So you can be up for the discussion, Cayman and I had.
So I think in LA, since I haven't been in LA when Santa would visit, because I'm always in Denmark, but I honestly think because, he wouldn't just park like, on the streets of LA, So I'm thinking he might just be like, okay, I'm just gonna toss it. And maybe that's also why whenever, you get a present in a warmer country, you're like, huh, why does it look like it's been through a lot? Like maybe we should make a case study about it. Everyone
That
take
makes
pictures of the gifts that
sense.
they get, and then we'll compare them and see if there's a difference from like the colder countries.
Oh, that's a good reason. I didn't evaluate that already. Huh.
I also think I have a theory that the colder countries are like his favorite because he lives at the North Pole, so he likes being in the colder
Yeah, and in
countries
his
more.
uniform, it gets really sweaty in the whole
Yeah.
day.
So I don't think he likes any of the warmer countries. I think that's like the children that he's like, oh, dang it, now I gotta go there again to the warm countries
So
in
you
my big
think
suit.
in the warmer country it's just a job for him?
Yeah.
He had to do it, but he's not so happy about that.
It's like his least favorite children. No.
The ice is
That's
getting
terrible.
thin. The ice is getting thin.
Whoa.
No,
Oh
so we
no.
agree, we totally agree as European girlies that the snow is needed for Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, other question I discussed with Cayman. Do you listen to Michael Bublé, Christmas
Oh
music?
yes, every Christmas, Michael Bublé and like Mariah Carey, of course, Frank Sinatra. Like you gotta
The
play all
classic
the
ones.
yes.
And it's
I
the
play so
best
much.
to drink a hot chocolate and to
Yes.
sit in a snowy area at home in the warm.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
Yeah,
essence.
I have to send this over to Cayman
Yeah.
to that you are totally on my side, that snow is needed for Christmas. Check. That's good. That's
You just
good.
gotta start doing like ask every vertical
Yeah.
person like, yep.
So if you don't agree, you're out. Sorry for
Yeah.
that. Then I cannot publish this episode.
I
Just
can
kidding.
just... When did you start listening to Christmas music? Because I feel like that is like also some people draw like that's also a big discussion topic is when can you
Okay,
start?
listen, I'm a kind of weird person. I am starting Chris I bake a lot of Christmas cookie every year,
Oh,
traditional Christmas cookie.
good.
And I'm starting right at the 1st of November.
Yes.
Until the end of November, I finished my Christmas bakery on the 1st of December because I have the opinion that the Christmas cookies taste the best the days before Christmas. The whole December to get kind of excited for Christmas Eve, you have to eat from the 1st of Christmas every day Christmas cookies. So, and I'm baking really every day in November. So I'm totally baking round about 60 different Christmas cookies and round about 70 kilos of Christmas cookies every year. So I'm
Whoa.
celebrating Christmas cookie baking.
Yes.
And Michael Bublé starts right with me together when I'm starting my Christmas bakery at the 1st of November.
Love that.
He joins me while I'm baking.
That's
So.
so nice. Well, I can't picture better music to, bake cookies
Yeah,
for
that's.
with.
Yeah, exactly. Michael Bublé hits
Love
it.
that. He gets it. He is the
Absolutely.
king of Christmas. His
Oh,
voice
yes.
is just pure Christmas.
If you listen to it, it's so calming down. Oh
Yeah.
yes. And then all the smells of the cinnamon and yeah. And that for sure needs cold weather outside to be real.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, I see, we agree.
Yeah.
I will send that over to Cayman
Perfect.
and
I love
inform him. Two
that.
points on my side.
And we are right.
Yeah, that's good. What's your favorite film at the moment?
Oh, like any film, like any movie?
Yeah.
I really like Babylon.
I haven't
Babylon.
seen it, I think, once, but not so much.
I feel like it's just like being in my 20s in Hollywood and like going to parties and everything, It's kind of fun to look back on like, the film world back then and like it's such a like lively movie and has such many like beautiful stories in it. I think it's so great.
Oh, yes, that's really nice. What's your favorite song? What puts you in a good mood? Are you, if you did a ballet, are
I
you a kind
just
of dancer?
Yes, so I did do ballet when I was younger, and I did do ballet in this vertical, and that was all with classical music. But so funny because off screen we were listening to like Sabrina Carpenter, and we were like,
Oh, that's good.
yeah,
You
dancing
know
in
that.
our outfits and our little ballet outfits, but like,
Yeah. Okay, I see. I see.
yes.
What if anyone contacts you and said, "Listen, I'm totally new in the vertical space. Which one of your verticals I should definitely watch?" What would it be? Your advert.
I would say the one that people have like given me the best feedback about would probably be my Cold-Blooded Alpha.
Okay.
I feel like that's the one that people have loved the most, so I would probably say
And
that one.
what did you like the most shooting it?
I loved shooting that one, but I've done so many that I've loved shooting. It's so hard to pick like a favorite set, but I really like doing Duke with Benefits, the one I did for Real Short,
It
because
was
it was just
with.
like it was a rom-com, so it was none of the
Yeah, yeah.
it was just fun and you just had fun. Like it was a rom-com, so you got to be all like happy.
It was it with Ryan, this
Yeah,
one?
that was for Ryan, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I saw this one. Yeah. Exactly. And last question, what genre you want to see more? We spoke about the musical ones.
Yes, I would love to see a musical. I would love to see more horror, like serial killer or murder mysteries. That would be so cool. I would
Criminal
love a murder
cases.
mystery. Oh.
Criminal cases. Maybe you could do a vertical as Miss Marple.
Oh. It would be so cool though. I feel like, because like the verticals have like so many romance stories, but I don't feel like enough people, like so many people die in them, but I don't feel like there are enough like murder mysteries. Like we need something
Murder, we
where
need more murderer.
we need more murder. We need more murder.
What about a Western one
I
with the
really want to
saloon
do a
girl
Western.
style?
Yeah. I feel like that would be really cool.
That would fit really good for you, saloon
Yeah.
girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, that would fit really great. So a dancing saloon girl.
Oh,
Not
that would be
ballet
so fun.
dancing,
Do
but the
like one of
kind
those
of
dancing
Moulin
scenes.
Rouge dancing style.
Yes. Because they've done a lot of like dancers, like erotic dancers, but they haven't
Yeah.
really done any other dancing styles.
Professional dancers.
Yeah.
That would be good. We need the money.
Need the money.
You know what your
We need
job
to
is.
get
Yeah.
rich.
You need exactly what your job is.
I'll find that millionaire.
I am waiting for your message that
I'll text
you
you.
got it done. Okay.
Yes.
So thank you very much for your time
Thank you.
and for the fun and for the upcoming project, hopefully.
Yes,
And
hopefully.
I wish you all the best. Great
Thank you.
colleagues, great scripts, great possibilities.
Oh.
And we will contact, I think, as soon as you get your job done. And then we will talk about again about the
Yes.
witch thing.
Yes, we have to do the we have to do a witch vertical. It'd be so
Oh
fun.
yes. Oh
Yes.
yes.
Yeah.
I will contact the directors I spoke already.
Please do tell them our idea.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
have a great idea we want. Maybe Matt Macedo would be great for that. He's really
Oh,
experienced in doing werewolf stuff. So I
he's
think
done
he would
so
be
many
great.
werewolves. And we did a werewolf one together, and he always like he always nails all the like supernatural ones. So I'm like, he could do a witch one.
Maybe he's open for
Yeah.
that.
That would be cool.
That would be
Well,
really
thank you so
great.
much for having me here.
Thank you and get well soon with your
Thank
voice.
you. We're like, no
We
more vertical screaming for me.
Yeah, n not yet.
Not yet. I have a little break. I'm a
Thank
program
you
master.
and greetings. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.